Hello, chaps. It's Mark, and you are listening to English on Command podcast. Today, we are going to read a story which is called A $1 million Treasure Chest Found After a 10-Year Search. Now, first, we're going to check out some words connected to that story. Then, I'm going to read that story to you. And your job is to find all these words and expressions in the story and learn them and remember all these little details. Okay? Are you ready? So once again, the title, $1 million treasure chest found after 10 years search. Now, you see this title in the title of this podcast and pay attention to the fact that there are some mistakes in the title. Yeah? It's a normal thing for a news article, for a book name. You know, just keep in mind, sometimes people who write them, they want them to make shorter. They want the idea to be catchier. That's why sometimes you may find mistakes. Like here, we want an article, right? Treasure chest found after a 10-year search. Yeah, we don't have a here, but we kind of need it here. Also, pay attention to the number, $1 million. Now first, obviously we have $1, then we have a million, but we don't say $1 million of dollars treasure chest, even though it's a very big number, or it could be $2 million chest. So it's not about the number one, it could be $37 million chest. Now here, it's a name of this treasure chest. It's a name for this objective in the story, okay? It's like $1 million job. Or $100,000 job. Usually it's a year. Yep. In this case, it plays in singular. You don't say $100 million job. Okay? So that's one thing to keep in mind. Moving on. Now, listen to the first example I'm going to read. The map shows the directions to the treasure. Treasure. Now, think for a second. What is a treasure? Treasure is something which you really value, something which you really want, something which you really like. It could be gold, it could be silver, it could be diamonds, it could be money. It could be something which is very important, and usually the word treasure is used, it used to be popular back in time when you had pirates. And pirates, like if you remember the Captain Jack Sparrow, right? Johnny Depp. And the Captain Jack Sparrow. He was searching for treasure. He was traveling and searching for some pearl or gold or silver, something like that. It was treasure. Now, in this case, it's a noun. You can also use the word as a verb to treasure something. You can treasure, well, things like gold and silver. You can treasure a relationship with your mother, brother, sister, friend. So you can treasure many different things. Okay? Moving on to the next example. Now listen to this one. My dad has a large wooden chest. What? Wait a second. Large wooden chest? Huh. Well, let's keep going. My dad has a large wooden chest where he keeps all of his childhood toys and photos. Now, what is a wooden chest? Now, yes, chest is just like the chest you have. You have your heart in your chest, you have your lungs in your chest, they help you breathe. So that's what you get. Now, chest, it's also this big box. Now, coming back to the pirates. Pirates, usually when they find treasure, when they have treasure, they have a chest. And usually it's a wooden chest. It's a wooden box with treasure. That's all you need to remember. A chest also means a box. Usually with treasure. Okay? So, moving on. We are now on the hunt for a new software developer. Well, it's just an example, but the expression here is on the hunt. We are on the hunt for a new software developer, let's say. So, it's a modern use for this expression. Now, on the hunt, hunting, right? You can hunt for animals, you can hunt for birds, you can hunt for fish, I guess. Or should you say fishing? Well, I guess you can say you are on a hunt too. Now, hunting, that's what we people have been doing for many, 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 many years. Now, these days, you can say you're on a hunt for a new person. It's like you were searching for something. In this case, software developer, it's a position, right? It's a job. So, let's say we are in a company and we need a software developer. So, we are on a hunt for a new software developer. So that's how we usually use it in the modern world, but in our case, we can use it on the hunt for, a chest of treasure. Right? You get the idea. We're looking for something. We are on the hunt. Moving on. The statues are made of bronze. Now, bronze is a metal, right? We have bronze, we have silver, we have gold. Well, usually these three are kind of the staple. The staple, what is it? The staple means those are the default ones. The basic ones. So even, in racing, the first place gets gold, second place gets silver, and the third one gets bronze. Bronze is cheaper, silver is a bit more expensive, and gold is our standard, right? The gold standard. Okay, so we have a bunch of two more words actually, only two more words. So bear with me, bear with me. Barack Obama published his memoir, Dreams from My Father, in 1995. Now, he published his memoir. Now, this word could be pronounced many different ways. In English, it's pronounced as memoir. Maybe it's in French, I'm not sure. But anyway, remember, memoir. Repeat after me. Memoir. Good. So we're going to need this word in our story. And one more. The police searched the crime scene for clues. For clues. For clues means for ideas. I don't have a clue what you're talking about. Clues, ideas, little details, little things to understand what's going on, right? The police is searching a crime scene, like in a movie, like in a theater, a scene, a crime scene for clues, for little details to find what happened. So once again, the words are treasure, right? Like gold, silver, diamonds. Chest, wooden chest, well, it's a big box where you can find the treasure. We're on the hunt for something. Now we can be on the hunt for treasure, we can be on the hunt for a new job. Well, these days, what's going on in the world, some people are on the hunt for a job. Moving on. Bronze and silver and gold, those are the three staples metals, right? The three basic metals which we have. Moving on. Memoir. Well, memoir, we talked about it. It's a book, in this case, Dreams from My Father by Barack Obama. Right? A memoir. That's about all the pronunciation. So keep in mind how to read it. And one more clue. I don't have a clue what you're talking about. A clue. To have a clue about something means to have some basic idea or understanding about something. Okay, good. That's all. That's all the words you need to know. Now, let's go. I'm going to read the story. You listen very carefully. Listen very carefully. Try to understand the idea of that article. All right, and find all the words. I hope you did some notes for these words. If you didn't, well, it's not a big deal. I guess you have a good memory. So, let's go. Keep in mind, if you want me to read slower, you can text me, right? In the description to this podcast, so I will be a bit slower next time. Moving on. $1 million treasure chest found after 10 years search. A treasure hunt that has lasted over 10 years has finally ended. Art collector Forrest Fenn, who hid, it's the past form of hide, hid, who hid the treasure in the Rocky Mountains, it's in California, I think, yeah, Rocky Mountains, said on June 6th, which is this year, basically yesterday, that he doesn't know who found the treasure, but had been sent photos confirming it was found. Now, had been sent photos. It's some complicated grammar, so don't pay much attention to that. So, someone sent photos to him, so he had been sent photos. It's a passive voice in this case, right? The treasure is said to be worth more than $1 million. It includes historical items, jewelry, silver, and over 7 kilograms of gold, all in a bronze chest. Bronze chest, not even a wooden chest. I keep in mind, bronze chest. One more expression, historical items. Those are, it could be art, it could be whatever it is, you know, some Egyptian sculptures, something like that. Historical items, the things which they hold their value because, well, I mean, there's only one statue of something from Egypt, so that's pretty expensive. Jewelry is what we usually have, like rings, like other things. I don't even remember what else is a jewelry, but well, those are usually diamonds and things like that. Moving on. Fan had the idea for the treasure hunt in the 1990s. After he found out he had cancer. Well, cancer, it's a bad thing. It's a bad disease which people have. Usually they die when they have cancer. Now he was told, again, passive voice, he was told he only had a 20% chance of recovering. Recovering or surviving, you can say. So basically he had 80% chance of dying. So he decided to write a memoir. Right, again the word, memoir, a book. While writing, he thought about how much fun he had had. Again, some complicated grammar, keep in mind. He had had collecting art and decided that a treasure hunt might be a good way to pass that fun on to the others once he died. So he bought the bronze chest and filled it with treasure. But Fan never got around to hiding it because he started to get better. Good, right? He won the lottery. He beat the cancer, so he started to get better. In 2010, so 10 years ago, when Fan turned 80 years old, which is not bad, he decided it was time. It was time for a treasure hunt. He hid the treasure somewhere in the Rocky Mountains. It's north of Santa Fe. It's in California, and then published his memoir, The Thrill of the Chase. Thrill? What does it mean, thrill? Thrill is like in the movie genre, thriller, right? Something which is emotional, exciting. The Thrill of the Chase. Chase is more like police chase, right? You're chasing treasure in our case here. So maybe not. The memoir contained a poem and 9 clues about where the treasure was hidden. Now since then, about 350,000 people have tried to find treasure. Some quit their jobs to do so, and at least 5 people have died while looking for it. Others thought the treasure never existed or had already been found. Of course, well, if you can find something for 10 years, well, you have thoughts. Maybe I'm lied, right? Maybe I'm lied to, so maybe there is something going on here. But, eventually the treasure has been found. When the Santa Fe New Mexican, it's probably a magazine or something like that, asks Fan, who is now 89, he's still alive, 89, not bad, right? It's not bad. How he felt about the treasure being found, he said, well, I don't know. I feel halfway kind of glad, halfway kind of sad, because the chase is now over. So the conclusion, the guy, Fan, what's his name? Do you remember the name? His name is Forrest Fan. So the guy, he was about to die, he thought he was about to die. He hid the treasure in a bronze chest, right? And then 10 years later, someone found the chest with all the jewelry, all the treasure. It cost around $1 million. Well, that's the chase. It's a real story. 350,000 people have tried to find it. Some people died. Lots of people couldn't find it. Well, that's a real story. I hope you enjoyed this story. I hope you found all the words and remember them. Do you remember what is thrill? Huh? A thrill of the chase. What's a thrill? Now think about the word thrill. Think about the word treasure, chest. What else we got? Jewelry, right? Jewelry. What is jewelry in general? And, well, that's enough for today. So I hope you enjoyed the story. Now, I wish you to have a great day. And bye-bye. I'll talk to you next time.